Indigenous Peoples Day replaced some Columbus Day celebrations around the country. For members of the Shinnecock Indian Nation on Long Island, it was also a day to reflect on recent challenges to their sovereignty and land rights. WSHU's J.D. Allen reports.
After Indigenous Peoples Day celebrations in New York City, Shinnecock citizens went online to speak up about the way the state of New York and the federal government has threatened to stop economic development projects on their territory in the Hamptons. Tribal member Rebecca Genia says years of unfair American policy have kept Shinnecock people poor in one of the most expensive zip codes in the country.
It's actually very crazy to live with these billionaires for so long and still keep your composure due to the unjust way that our land was stolen from us.
The event was organized by the Poor People's Campaign, a national advocacy group that explores how the government deals with issues of race and poverty. Reverend E. West McNeil is part of the New York chapter.
The theft of indigenous land, the attacks on indigenous culture and language, and the physical and spiritual violence visited upon indigenous communities are not just sins of the past, but are ongoing all around us.
The Shinnecock tribe has in recent years gone on the offensive to assert their sovereignty. Just over a decade ago, they received federal recognition guaranteeing their right to develop their land after centuries of being held back. They've built billboards for advertising revenue and have plans to build a casino and marijuana cultivation facility. J.D. Allen, WSHU News.